If you're into camping or hiking, you'll know what I'm talking about when I say Gore-Tex. If you're not, let me explain. Gore-Tex is a material that was invented to be used in clothing for the great outdoors. Now, its claim to fame is it's completely waterproof, but unlike plastics, it's completely breathable, so you don't get sweaty when you wear it. But the only downside of Gore-Tex is it's extremely expensive. So when I was in China a few years ago, I decided that I'd buy a Gore-Tex jacket. And after hours and hours of shopping, and shamefully even days of shopping, I finally got one for about one-tenth the price that I'd pay in Australia. I was absolutely over the moon. But upon getting that jacket home, that jacket sat in my cupboard for close to 4 years without getting worn once. That was until last winter when the winter rains came. We had leaking gutters, leaking tyres, leaking everything, and I had to get up on the roof in the rain and fix it. So I'm sitting on the roof wearing this jacket in the pouring rain and I'm saying to myself, Mike, you savvy consumer, you are finally wearing that Gore-Tex jacket. But then I started to get this cold, wet sensation along my shoulders, along my arms and down my back. And I looked at my jacket and I realised that it wasn't stopping the water getting through at all. In fact, it wasn't even close. It was completely waterlogged. It was like wearing a giant sponge. And that's when I realised something. Although the label said Gore-Tex, it actually wasn't. It was a fake. It was a counterfeit. Now, in the passage that we're looking at this morning, the Apostle Paul is dealing with a similar issue. But it's not a counterfeit jacket that he's dealing with. It's a counterfeit gospel. A counterfeit gospel that started in the churches in the region of Galatia. And Paul writes this letter to them to deal with this counterfeit gospel. So what was this counterfeit gospel? Well, to uncover that, we need to understand the context this was written in. So let's briefly look at the context as we try to uncover what this counterfeit gospel was. Well, firstly, Paul. Paul's the author of the letter which identifies himself in verse 1. And as we know, after Paul's conversion to Christianity, he travelled all over the place and planted lots of churches. And one of the places that he visited and planted churches was Galatia. And one of the characteristics of churches that were planted in Galatia is they were made up of a large number of believers who weren't Jewish. They weren't from a Jewish background. They were Gentile. But sometime after Paul left these churches in Galatia, a second group of people came through that had a gospel message that was just slightly different to Paul's, and it threw the Galatian church into confusion. Now, these are the people that Paul is referencing halfway through verse 7 when he says, "Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ." So it's to these churches in Galatia that Paul planted that he writes this letter to deal with this counterfeit gospel that sprung up after Paul had left. So what was this counterfeit gospel then? Well, as you read through the letter, it becomes clear that the counterfeiters were Jewish Christians who were saying something like this. "Look, it's great that you non-Jews, you Gentiles, have become Christian. But Paul hasn't told you the full story. See, we know that Paul has told you that to be saved, all you need to do is believe that Christ paid for your sins on the cross. But to really be Christian, to really be saved, you need to be circumcised, because that's the Old Testament command or sign that you're one of God's people." Now, how does Paul respond to that? Does he say to the Galatian church, "Wow, I'm really impressed with you guys. You know, that shows that you're very broad-minded. It shows that you're willing to take on and consider different ideas." No, Paul is really, really upset. Pick it up with me partway through verse 7. "Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned." In other words, says Paul, let him go to hell.